If you don't pray in tongue, it's going to stay concealed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it was your way out. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
In Acts 19:6, it says, and they spake with tongue and prophesied. Yes. And they spake with tongue and prophesied. I'm about to say something after this now. And they spake in tongue and what? Prophesied, right? Yes. Praying in tongue or praying in the spirit is prophetic in its nature. While you're praying in the spirit, you're prophesying to that scenario. You're prophesying to that situation. You're prophesying to your next step you need to make. You're prophesying to that person who's supposed to meet you and help you. The problem is, you struggle coming to ministry, you ain't got nobody helping you. God send people to you to help you. But you got to prophesy to me. But you can't pick them out because you're going to pick the wrong one. You're going to pick the one all sham and clean and everything, you know. Nah, it ain't going to be worth a quarter. Become, instead of become a help, they become a liability. When you pray in the spirit, are you listening? You are decreeing the ramos of God. No, you didn't get that. You know what a rhema word? Huh? See, the spirit can't speak no normal word. The spirit can't speak no logos word. That's the spirit. The spirit always speaking a living word. The spirit ain't trying to get no revelation. The Spirit is the speaker of revelation. Yeah. The Spirit don't have to say, search me, God, know my heart. Wow. Try me, know my thought. Yeah. The Spirit is God. Yeah. When you're praying in tongue, God is talking through you, yeah, to you, for you, about something, wow, you don't know.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. See, the reason y'all a little dry and a little dull, y'all praying in tongue a little bit. But I'm trying to tell you something,
yes,
that I found out. I said, man, all this stuff here,
yes,
when you pray in tongue, you're praying a rhema.
Yes. Wow. Yes, sir.
What a rhema mean? A rhema mean it got to happen.
Yeah.
A rhema mean it's a done thing. Yes. A rhema mean it's already done.
Yes.
But you've been in the scriptures searching for a rhema.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you can speak rhema all day long.
Yeah.
I enjoy my ministry. See? Now you see, what you do is take these points when you're praying in tongue, take them and say, I'm praying a rhema. I'm praying a rhema about this situation. You see what I'm saying? I'm praying a rhema about this, a live word, a quickening word, a Hebrew 4:12. John 6:63. Huh?
Yeah.
Ephesians 6:17. Call it sword of the spirit.
Wow.
Now I'm in John 15:7. Now I'm praying in the spirit. Jesus, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, well, I've got his word. I'm praying in tongue. Now I can ask for what I want.
Yes.
It's Tuesday morning. Everybody getting paid.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed last night, you know, I was trying to have it a private meeting. The Lord said, no, I want everybody here to open it up.
Yeah.
You know, I got on the internet now. I don't charge people 24 hours a day. They didn't get all my material.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, man, you're going to go to the dog. You ain't going to sell no book, no. You ain't going to sell no tape. They're going out every day.
Yes, sir.
Got a big warehouse back there. They send them out every day.
Yes, sir.
People appreciate you when you don't try to hookwank them.
Somebody
might not have no money. They can get on there and listen to me. They'll get some money.
Yes, sir. Come on, that's true.
Well, how they going to get it if they can't hear you?
That's right. Yeah.
I can't buy no doggone book. I can't buy no tape right now, Reverend, but I can listen.
Yeah. That's right. Come on, Dad.
And they listen and get paid.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get that.
Yeah.
I said they listen and get paid.
Yeah.
I get letters from people all the time. Reverend, you helped me so much.
Yeah.
And sometimes these letters got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 check in them. Reverend, when I first met you, I ain't had nothing. I've been listening to you for years on the internet. Never saw him, never shook hand with him.
Yeah.
You know what I say, shook hand, it's supposed to be shook hand, right? Yeah, but I be shucking corn down here. I'm in Louisiana, see?
See y'all
so proud, I correct myself. To let y'all know I don't care.
Yeah, right there. Come on.
Shook your hand. I had to get the young student from Ohio from correcting me sometimes. He was trying to help me. He was trying to help me, you know. And he said, I said, no, don't say that no more. Don't leave me alone. I said, you need to get like me. I don't need to get like you. You need to get like me.
Yeah.
Then he started changing his preaching. I ain't calling no name. Wait a minute. Let me say this over. Yep. I didn't see this myself. Let me say this over. I didn't see this myself. No, we didn't hear this. When you're praying in tongue, you are decreeing the rammers of God. You're not just saying them. What did you hear that Job say? Job said, decree a thing. And what did he say after that? What? So when I'm praying in tongue, something got to be established. Because I'm decreeing rammer. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm decreeing. And myself, I don't even know what I'm decreeing. But he know what I need. He know what I desire. He know what I dream. And he can deliver them all. My need, my dream, my desire. Oh, I'm just having fun, children.
Yes, sir.
In ministry.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any squawking people? Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Dad.
But they better not squawk too loud because they know I'll jump in the middle of their chest.
Yeah.
Because I'm taught them the truth.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for no crybaby.
Yeah.
Young man now, him and his family going, he's just as crazy as the best book. He come to me and said, I had to talk to you. I said, all right, son, what you need? He said, man, I've hit the ceiling.
What?
Hit the ceiling.
Wow.
I said, the kingdom of God don't have no ceiling. God don't have no ceiling. You right. You hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
So after I told him that, when I told him he didn't have no ceiling, you know, then he won't. You came in a route. He said, "Well, let me say it to you another way." He said, "I feel like I'm standing on the end of a cliff." I said, "Jump off."
Come on.
Yeah.
He gone. You sad? No, I'm not sad. Cause I've taught that boy for over 14 years. He ought to know something.
Yeah.
You ought to know when I'm talking to him, I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm trying to get him on the stick to do what I told the Spirit of God told him to do. I ain't got time to be holding his hand no more. I got new people here. He's been here 14 years. Were you listening? You in this mess because you didn't obey. Now you're going to get mad with me. I ain't getting you no money. Lord ain't told me to give you nothing. Jump off the cliff. I jumped off. Now, I called him and told him, I said, I prayed for you that your faith failed not.
Yeah.
I did. I meant that.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, I'm not going. I ain't going no more.
Come on, Dad.
Lord and the shepherd are going to come get me.
Yes, sir.
It's 12:15. You are decreeing and prophesying your future.
Yes,
now, I'll give you this last one. We'll close. Tongue, praying in the spirit. Y'all listening? Pull you from your past into your future. So whatever dilemma you are in before you came here, this week, come on, get them hands there. This week, come on, help me pray then. Help me pray and believe it. Believe it. This week, you're going to be pulled from your past into your future. Come on, let's hear some noise. How many of y'all believe that? Woo. And Your future is so bright. Apostle Paul, his name was Saul. And on the Damascus Road, he was blind to his path. The next time he opened his eyes, he was in his future. Close your eyes a minute. Close your eyes a minute. Think about the thing that you've come here with, thing that you know God have told you to do. Seem like the money not there. Seem like the preaching engagement would not open up. Seem like, you know, just you being held down, everybody trying to keep you small, and you want to just close your eyes right now because you be because they see for the shahi he canadly and mama no skunde te carton brace. Now the Lord said to me early in the midnight watch, tell them from this day forward nothing should be taken from them. Other words, nothing is strong enough to shut you down. And then we know we're going into the future. This week will be a week of promotion. I will share with you as much as I can in a week's time of how ministry can be in the supernatural power of God every second. There are times that you feel down, but you can't go down. You know too much. You've had too many conversations with the Great One. In every dilemma, you know it's another time for him to, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro, up and down the earth, you see, looking for someone whose heart is perfect toward him, that he may show himself strong on their behalf. Be hungry, my friend. Be hungry. May God put more hunger in you. May God make you spiritually thirsty, that you can walk into divine explosion and miracles and can't explain them. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hand one more time. Talk to him yourself for a few minutes now. Yelolo bashakata. Thank you. Praying miracles, signs, things that conceal being revealed now for your ministry. I'm praying with you. I'm praying in tongue for you. I'm becoming your intercessor this morning. Open them doors up. Open them gates up. You sent them here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, that's good enough. Let me change the conversation right quick, and then I'm going to receive the offering. I'm going to go and rest a little bit. Obama's a bad boy, isn't he? Y'all don't want to talk with me, see? I got to say something. He's a bad boy. I mean, the economy better than it ever been. Gas was received. Gas was $3 something a gallon. It's under $2 now. The Dow Jones is higher than it ever been. People don't want to talk about it. Come on. That's true. Come on. Huh? More people able to get help now? Man, I ain't got time for no Republican Democrat. I ain't got no time for that. I'm talking about somebody doing something. I ain't got no time for no parties. You shouldn't have time for parties when you want a party. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's not a black president for black people. He's the president of all people. So some decision he have to make. You understand what I'm saying? So everybody want to be quiet. Now, preachers, you know, big ministry, now they're praying for the nation. They won't pray for the president. All the while, out there with them, but the flag, we're praying for the president. Now, all of a sudden, the man black, they don't want to pray for the president now. They want to pray for our country. Who the head of the country?
Yeah, come on, that's true.
Now, I pray to God that he finishes his term.
Yes, sir.
Outright.
Yeah.
But thus far,
yep.
I have to believe
yeah.
that Barack Obama, President Barack Obama,
yes,
and First Lady Michelle,
yeah.
somewhere in the White House, praying in tongues. I believe we got a tongue-praying president.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah.
To put up with all the foolishness he's putting up with. He got to have some of what I taught you this morning.
Yeah.
You know, he came out of Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
Come on. You imagine you got somebody in the White House praying in tongues? I believe it. I told my wife, I believe Obama and praying in tongues. You can't come out and say I'm praying in tongue, you know. You got certain dignity and stuff. And y'all better keep dressing right. I saw one of my boys in a meeting. He had his collar wide open. He go be like them. Put a necktie on. I told you, we're preachers. You know, President Obama, every now and then he put a pair of short pants. You see him go and play golf or something. Well, we can't let this trend take the dignity out of us. They're talking about, my younger boy said, it's another generation. Our generation.
Yeah.
Now, I think a minister need to keep themselves presentable.
Yeah.
That's right. With your little shirt, and you don't look like nobody can tell you from the person sitting down there. Get you some tailor-made suit and get yourself fixed. Or get them from Dillard till you can get some tailor-made. Get you some suit. And try to match your necktie and your handkerchief if you can. Don't come out there looking like Bozo the Clown. Ask the Lord to help you. No, I got to tell my son. I want to be dignified. Now, that's sometime, boys, I'll give you. If you got something going on in your church, that'll be okay. The way I wear jeans and stuff, if there's something going on that call for that, you go and play ball or something, you ain't going to play in no suit. Now, just like with these young people, I'm coming out here just as I am. On Sunday evening, I'm coming out here, you know, just warm up or anything, just coming out. Sit down and talk to them, preach them to get their mind straight. I ain't gonna be dressed up in a suit and all that on Sunday evening. I'm just gonna come out here, put a shirt on, you know, be decent, but you know, because I want to minister to them. Man, you know, amen. Y'all got something fitting in it? Anything I said or anywhere around the bushes? We're gonna get ready to receive this morning offering.